3. All right, this is gonna be cute, short, and sweet because it's past my bedtime. 1. And yeah, that's basically it. It's past my bedtime, but I'm like supposed to be on a schedule, and it's like twice a month for me. So we're getting there. Today, I just want to get a little bit of things off my chest. I will be freestyling, so this will really have, like, probably no concise thoughts. I have, not concise thoughts, but, you know, like, a real agenda. I do have an idea of what I want to talk about, but yeah, let's just get started. I have some things I want to get off my chest, and then we're going to go into the save videos in my TikTok, and I'm going to use them as prompts, basically recapping what the TikTok is, my feelings on it, blah, blah, blah. That is going to be the setup, and yeah, I will be linking all of the TikToks in the description, hopefully if I have time, because it is literally getting to that time. But luckily I'm washing my sheets right now because I need to wash my sheets, so we have some time. Getting right into it, I just gotta get this off my chest. Okay, so tell me the why. When I just had to block somebody today, and this is like really random, but I'm just gonna get this off my chest because it really pissed me off. Because it's like, here's the setup. I've known this person for like a while. We went to high school together, and I don't know what, I guess you could call it like a frenemies thing. I don't know. I'm not really sure why I kept up with this particular person, but it all started, this back and forth all started earlier today because I was commenting on like a reel he reposted, and it was like, oh, going to bed with your curls looking nice, and now they're, you wake up and they look bad. And I was like, oh, you should just wear a damn bonnet. Like, boom, easy answer, protect your hair. The girlies know. Like, I feel like this is like a known thing by now. You know what I mean? Especially if you're on social media. Like, it's a known thing. And I don't know how it like divulged into this whole, like, it really spiraled into this whole, I don't know. It really just got real anti-black real fast. And then he was talking about my hair. And I was like, why are we talking about my hair? Why are you worried about me? He was talking about his mixed jeans. Mind you, this is a non-black man. And he's like Indian white. And I don't know where this logic is coming from. Because mind you, I didn't come in these comments to be necessary. We have this like thing where we'll like go back and forth and just like playful banter, and it's all hee hee ha ha, but you know, it's just like, it's one of those, it's not, nothing serious. So this time around, it was like really weird, for not even weird, because he has a tendency to just be, I don't know. This also goes back to the fact that he's a Cancer, so maybe that's just the main thing. And if you heard my last episode, if you haven't, go ahead, go back and listen to it. I have a whole piece on fucking Cancers. And this is, actually, I was talking about something else with Cancers, but I think that can apply to this person too. Yeah, it does apply to this person too, because it does apply to him. But also, I just don't particularly rock with them, especially men. Oh my fucking God. I have some beef with that placement, personally. I have strong feelings about that. Anyways, to make a long story short, he got real fucking disrespectful in my DMs. And I was just like, you know what? You're such a fucking idiot. Because one, I'm just letting you know information. This really has nothing to do with jeans. And you were all, and he mentions that his hairline is thinning. And I was like, okay. And mind you, I didn't bring this up. He's just saying this. He's just giving this information. And he's over here trying to call me bald headed. I'm like, you haven't even seen my hair. Don't even worry about me. And I was like, and it doesn't even matter because jeans, I just brought up the fact that like jeans has a lot to do with how your hair ends up being anyways. You know what I mean? And he already mentioned a receding hairline. So, you know, That's what that means. That's just what that means. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have... And he was like, well, the other men in my family, they already went bald by my age, so I'm doing better than them. I'm like, yeah, you probably got a little bit more time on your hands. That's great. It's still receding, though. And I'm like, I don't know. It's not like you have long hair and you pull it back all the time. It seems like it's just going back. Because then, you know, genetics. If all the men on both sides of your family, whatever. Anywhoosies. He was getting real anti-black. And I was like, you're just being, I told him that. I told you, like, you're being anti-black. And I don't really like where this conversation is going. So you can leave me the fuck alone. And he was trying to tell me, like, you need to spend more time around Indian people. And I'm like, what are you even fucking talking about? And you know what's fucking crazy? What's, like, actually fucking crazy? I grew up in a space that was, had, like, a more prevalent Indian population than the area I am in now that's kind of known for that. And I was like, we had, like, a Bollywood dance team at my school. What do you mean I didn't be more, like, please, like, you don't even fucking know. Please get the fuck out of my face. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's one of those things where when you're making good points and someone's really mad and they still feel some type of way, they just start being very obtuse and just pulling out the lowest things, and it's really just to rile you up. But I think that's just, it's like a such an immature way to go about a conversation, because the heart of the conversation is, because I've seen the pictures, his hair is thinning. He has his hair long, and I'm like, you should go short because it looks sparse. You're trying to do the curly bang thing. It looks sparse. It doesn't look fluffy. It looks like you're trying to bring the strands front, like you're trying too hard. And if you reposted that video that's showing that guy that doesn't have a bonnet on and his hair getting fucked up using a cotton freaking pillow, like, yeah, your hair's gonna break off. It's not gonna be well protected, like, especially if you're prone to things like that. Like, you should be taking the utmost care of your hair. And I'm just trying to let you fucking know that. But you wanted to get all fucking mad, and that's why you got fucking blocked. Because you are not gonna play in my fucking DMs just trying to sit here and tell me my hair's dry. Bitch, do you... It's, like, so insulting considering the literal stats, like, the number of what the black hair care market is, the amount of money black women spend on hair care specifically. You don't think, like, what the, I'm giving you hair care protective tips because I fucking know. Are you fucking dumb? Anyways, any hoosies, speaking of hair, I just saw the video of Beyonce reposting her hair getting done. And apparently in the comments, because the Shade Room did post it, so people were being shady in the comments. They were trying to say she had a full head, like, lace wig. Now, mind you, she does have the bands for it, and she has the bands to make it look real as fuck. But in reality, I don't know. I saw the strands of gray hair. Like, you see the blonde, but you can see, like, random strands of, like, just gray hair. Like, root to tip. And I'm like, that's very real. So I don't know if she's that detail oriented, but she is Beyonce the Virgo, so who knows? Because at the end of the little clip, you look at her hairline and you're like, why does her hairline look like that? Maybe it's the blonde, maybe it's the contrast. It does look a little lace fronty, but also it could be one of those things where she, like, lasered her hairline. You know what I mean? Because people do that for whatever fucking reason. I'm saying whatever fucking reason, like, I wouldn't get that done. I would definitely get that done because my hairline, unlike that bald-headed man, is pretty healthy. If anything, it's a little too close to my eyebrows, but we do. We live. Any hoosies, moving right along. All right, next slight tangent is about this Swiffer lady. Okay, hear me out. I have recently, on my personal Instagram, decided to get real bold and share some personal frustrations I felt about what I've heard from Taylor Swift's new album. I personally have not listened to the whole thing because, honestly, I fell off. I fell off after her earlier music. She lost me at one of those albums. Maybe the one with her wearing the shirt. I don't even remember. But she lost me a while ago because of, I don't know, maybe exposure to more complex, better music, better songwriting, better pop girlies. Like, you want to talk about a pop song? Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. What a great fucking song. That's a fucking bop. And I don't know, honestly, what era this is. I don't understand that. And before I really get into her like that, I'm going to give her her flowers. I heard she made a diss track about Kim, a little passive aggressive shit. And I was like, yeah, I really felt that because it felt like it was deep and personal and from the heart. And that was genuine, you know? And maybe that's why I respect that song, because it wasn't this dull canvas of lyrics that people can just project themselves on. And that is something that I've definitely felt, and I can't say that I've had like the most original thought about this, because I've been listening to this other podcast, Meet Best by Miss K from TikTok. It is so good. She does it with her boyfriend Alex. I love it. I'm obsessed. But they were talking about this recently in one of their last episodes, and kind of sort of how they think that Taylor Swift is basically running a psyop. And to be honest, I was thinking about this and I couldn't let myself spiral too far down this rabbit hole without also thinking about the parallels with Beyonce and how they use their parasocial relationships to basically, you know, feed into the dangers of this parasocial relationship. Like, you know, Swarm, that one Amazon, whatever. I didn't watch it, but I got the premise. They basically showed it in all the fucking trailers. And I was like, okay, we get it. Stans get crazy, as we know. And I think they know that too, but they're just really feeding into it, leaving little messages. Like, thinking about what I heard with Taylor Swift's new album and this whole whatever the fuck she had going on. I don't know. I just think, like they mentioned on the Meet Best podcast, they were saying that these relationships with these artists are like the new spiritual psychosis. But Alex, her boyfriend, like came in like, no, this is like just psychosis. And I was like, yeah, there are some of these fandoms are really putting people into psychosis. I feel like I can make the argument for really, really big Kanye fans as well. I feel like they fall into the same group. The Barbs for sure. Anyone that, literally any K-pop stan, army, whatever. There are people that are outside that bubble and fall too far deep into that bubble. And honestly, Taylor Swift is just the example I decided to pick because she is the largest example right now. But there are really so many examples, honestly, truly. But the reason why I bring her up specifically, maybe also, is because she's the least talented out of all of them. And I'm sorry y'all are gonna jump me. I'm sorry, whatever. But it's nothing that's like, lyrically is nothing drawing me to the song. Like, I can't think of a lyric that was, damn, that really was like such great imagery, amazing, wonderful, awesome, talented. You know what I mean? Like, if you want that, we want to talk about a lyric girl. It's my girl Lana, and that's why I'm gonna let a lot of things slide, because her lyrics, her, like, oh my goodness, like, that's a girl that writes, that makes music. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm biased, who knows, who cares, but she gets it. A matter of fact, I literally just heard a great song called Pesticides. Who is it by? Let me see this girl's name. I literally just heard it on TikTok, and it's so fucking good. I was like, all right, girl. It's Moselle. Okay, I'm gonna link that too. It's a cute little song. I was like, these visuals are nice. This is lit. Okay. And I'm just like, there's just so many people better than her. And it really pisses me off, actually, because I brought up Beyonce because I felt like that was like the best example to kind of give an unbiased take because I really do like Beyonce because of her talent. It's insane to me. It's insanity to me to even compare the two like they're even peers. Oh my goodness. It is true psychosis to try to compare, to even be like, to even cop out and be like, oh, I hate comparing women, blah blah blah. It doesn't matter if they were like, I don't know, like asexual, androgynous, intersex, random space beings. If they have the same like discography and they were those type of life forms, it would be just facts. It would just be facts on facts on facts that beyond that, like even if you like, it's just insanity to me. It's just insanity to me. Like even if you don't like her, it, if you have any sense of musical intelligence, is that too strict? I don't want to say, because you know, music is very personal and people have their own specific taste, and this is, and it's personal. That's why this take is so probably harsh and deep cutting, because it is personal to me. I think it's a great disrespect to an artist that I used to respect because she was in her country girl bag. And when she transitioned to that pop girly, I thought it was cute. I thought it was fun, at first. And then it got tired. It got played. I got really annoyed with the obvious, you know, PR relationship. That's weird. I'm not even gonna get into that though, because you know, people step outside of their comfort zones all the time. I think it is weird to publicize your relationship like that, whatever, and monetize the relationship like that. Let me be clear. But hey, love is love is love. Maybe they both have a commonality of loving money. So hey, that builds a great relationship too. Who knows? And you know, I think my real issue is maybe I'm just resentful of the fact that the NFL is becoming a fucking joke and it's becoming like a fake version. It's like becoming a mockumentary. What is, you know how it says, like, you know, like The Office is a documentary, but it's a like a mockumentary. I don't know. That's not rolling off the tongue, but like WWE, that's what the NFL is turning to, and I feel like it just really was a clarity point when Taylor Swift was just basically the biggest thing involved in that, and it really just upset me because I have so much love for the game of football and watching football now, and it's just because it's grown over the years, but now that it's come to this point and you gotta look at it and you gotta realize that they have a partnership with the military. That's why they did that weird ad for the fucking Zionist occupation. I'm like, oh my God, like this is, oh, I can't like anything anymore. I started listening to a new artist. This is a new artist. His name is Artemis. That's so corny, but it is number one song right now. I like the way you miss me. I could tell you love it. And here's the thing, I hate to be that girl. I hate to be that girl, but it's real because I did hear the snippet on TikTok when it was still under like 10,000 likes, and I was like, you need to fucking drop this. Not saying he wasn't a big artist or anything, he was going up, he was getting up there, he had other good songs, he does have other good songs, but when he dropped it, I was like, wait a minute, hold up, you need to drop the song for real, drop the song right fucking now. And I started, and I hate, like, I'm not even one of those people, but I was in the artist DMs like, you need to drop the song. You better do it. In the comments, like, where's the fucking song? And then when he dropped the song, I was like, see, bullying works in one of the comments because I was just so Wabby. And everyone fucking loved it. And I was like, I knew it was going to be a fucking banger because it's a great fucking song. I was one of the first to post it after it dropped because I knew it posted that Tuesday. I just immediately was just obsessed with this artist and the song, like, off rip. Then I find out today he may be an abuser. And I'm like, what? An abuser? I just found you. Oh my God. Like, I can't. I'm making this about me, and that's fucking ridiculous. Because, yeah, there are victims at place here. I'm not sure what actually was going on, because really what happened was I was like, oh my God, please, I want to see you at your New York show, blah, 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 blah. And someone commented on my comment, like, he's an abuser. And I was like, okay. No reference. No, like, details, no nothing. Just, he's an abuser. And, you know, I'm now, because, you know, the amount of YouTube, like, intense deep dives that I've seen over the time, you just realize that after being on the internet for a while, people are very used to using keywords and dog whistles to acknowledge, like, certain things that are going on and are sometimes blown out of proportion or don't have full context. You know what I mean? Mostly not having full context. It's blown out of proportion because it lacks all the context. And we don't even get that until later on. Like, things need to fall out. People need to be charged. Like, things need to kind of get a little more serious and diligent in terms of finding out what's what. And just hearing this off, like, on a random comment, I'm like, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not going to downplay that, because if there are some victims, I'm not trying to fund that. I'm not trying to fund his pockets like that. Fuck that. We don't have to do that. But I was doing some digging and I got a little confused. I didn't know what all was going on. I saw a lot of hodgepodge of questionable things. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I don't know what all this is going on. She was showing her teeth, but I didn't know what I was really looking at. So I don't know. I saw some scarring, but it seemed self-inflicted. So I don't know what's what. And then people are like, oh, she's a druggie. You can't trust her. I'm like, wait a minute. Sometimes, you know, crackheads be knowing shit. So I'm not just going to pass off people just because they do drugs. That's not valid. But at the same time, I'm not getting a clear picture. Is she going to the police about this? Like, what's really going on? Because mind you, she's a model. She has status. This is a white woman or white adjacent woman. So it's not like nothing would not come of her raising some type of concern or getting someone involved. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of got some, you know, cards stacked on her side. So I don't know what to do. And then he was like, he made this post like, oh, she's crazy. Not, he didn't say it like she's crazy, but he did say like, oh, well, she's like mentally unwell and drugs were involved or something like that. It just seemed very, it's giving very he said, she said at this point. And to me personally, that just sounds like two abusive people that had a falling out. To me, personally. But I also don't have all the information, so I can't jump to conclusions. But I also now just feel a little bit icky about, like, wanting to go to that show. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. So we're going to distance ourselves from that. It's going to get muted on the pay list until we get something solidified on that front. But I am, yeah. Let me go through, I said I was going to go through my TikToks, but damn that rambling. I thought this was going to be short and sweet, but here we are. She'd be even richer. Who'd be richer? Sorry. Oh, wait, I didn't even finish. Let me go back. Hold on, wait. Wait. I'm sorry. I'm looking up when women got the right to own property. Because I'm going back and forth with someone about a lyric that Taylor Swift just recently said, because she's a fucking weird, like, I don't even know. I got so caught up in my fucking trying to be biased and shit that I forgot the real reason why that lady pissed me the fuck off. Why the fuck would anybody want to live in 1830s? What the hell? What type of lyric is that? Like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. Where is this lyrical genius y'all are coming from? Like, that don't make no fucking sense. I'm sorry. The 1830s? Are you serious? Like, what does that have to do with anything? One, what story are you trying to build? Me and my friends used to talk about what decade we wanted to live in. That's a really, really loaded question. I feel like, especially for white people, I feel like that's just a weird question in general. And it's like, I don't know. It's a weird question to publicly talk about with other people, because it can show some questionable things about you. It just shows questionable things about you. Why the 1830s? Specifically here, because women did not have a lot of rights. They did not. Single women did not. Like, if she was where she was, she wouldn't be where she was left right now. Because, like, she's a woman. There would be someone, some man in her pocket 24/7. She just did this whole Taylor. She's, like, facing of the quote-unquote feminist wave or whatever. She did her whole Taylor's version of all her other songs from the other man. And you want to live in the 1930s? That just doesn't even make any sense for the type of person that you are right fucking now. It doesn't make sense for the type of person you were back then, because, like, you were always that marketing forward-thinking genius. From what I've learned, that was the MO, and that's how you got so big in the first place. Like, we respect the hustle. Here you are. But are you telling me that's not, like, a loaded... I don't know. It's just, like... How obtuse do you have to be? You just got off of this whole, like, dealing with this, like, racist person, the Matt Healy guy. Like, that just happened. You don't have anybody on your PR team trying to keep you, like, no one went over this verse with you and be like, that's kind of weird. You want to take that out and switch it out with something else? Like, it's just it's weird. Like, y'all couldn't think about anything else you used to do with your friends? Like, it didn't sound good. It didn't flow off your tongue when you were singing it. Like, I just don't. It's weird. It's odd. And, like, Europe too is like, I'm sorry. And that's why I said I ran on my Instagram story. And I got a lot of Swifties in my followers. And I understand. I love y'all friends. But your taste in music is questionable. Like, what are y'all hearing from that? They're like... Yeah, me too. You know what white women were able to do in the 1930s? If you were married, you can own and enslave people. Like, that's some privileges you had if you were in Mississippi or whatever. Like, you maybe had some rights to maybe sign off on selling land that your husband wanted to give away. Like, and that's if you're married. Like, girl, you're not married? Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I don't even know the fashion in the 1930s that are so, like, that's just such a weird fucking decade to pick out. Like, not even the 1930s. Like, I haven't been saying the 1930s the whole time. She said the 1830s, to be clear. Like, that is the verse. The 1830s. Who the fuck want to be in the 1830s, girl? And maybe it's because I'm triggered, because I personally hate that dumbass question. You can't ask me as a Black American that question, because I'm going to look at you like you're stupid. Because, like, it'd be something different if you framed, like, what fashion do you love? Like, which decade fashion do you love? I feel like that's a great question to ask, because I feel like that's mostly what people are thinking about when you ask that question. Not, like, living in the actual decade, but you can bring up, like, oh, I love the clothes, and are you obsessed with the technology? I mean, some people are, because they like vintage things, but, like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. And I know people like cosplay, like, oh, I love this, and they do, like, the whole vintage thing, but I just think that's a weird thing to bring up. You've shown no... like known interest in it. Like, you're not known as that vintage girly. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, it was weird. It was oddly placed, and it showed a way, it showed just a layer of you that I don't think you wanted to, but it was exposed, it was open, and I saw it. And I would like you to close it, put it back, and maybe never take it out again, because that was terrible. Yeah, that's what really prompted that strong response. Was strong, like, Instagram story post that I did on my private number. Yeah. And I don't know, I'd do it again. I don't care. Whatever. Shoot me. But I gotta go. Oh my god, it's gonna be past my bedtime. I need to go to fucking sleep. I'm exhausted. But guys, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this because I care and I'm dedicated. I'm worthy. These are like my mantras and motivational things I have on my mirror because I tell myself this because it's true. I'm dedicated. I'm worthy. I'm talented. I'm loving. I'm deserving. I'm powerful. I feel like I'm missing one, but it's okay because I'm all those things. And yeah, I will see you guys in the following times. Not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. It's gonna be Tuesday for me. Well, if I get my life together, hopefully it won't. And we can actually, I was saying all that shit about TikTok. I didn't even go through my fucking TikTok. Isn't that fucking hilarious? That's so funny. But there's a lot of TikToks that I do wanna go through, so I will probably save that for next time. And yeah. Thank you. Bye. Bye.